Hello and welcome. My name is Matt Plourde and I'll be your host for this podcast. This interview with Mr. Ralph Begleiter is about the use of a wiki with his honor students in a course he teaches. So Ralph, could you introduce yourself and tell us in which course you have been using a wiki?
My name is Ralph Begleiter. I teach journalism and political science at the University of Delaware. I work from the communication department, and I'm using the wiki for the first time in a class called Global Media and International Politics. It's a cross-listed communication and political science class about media and public opinion, not just in the United States, but around the world.
What learning goals prompted you to use a wiki in your course?
I have an honors section in this class. It's a small honors section, as it turns out, only six students. But I've often struggled with the, I'd like to teach more honors students, but I've struggled with the idea of having honors students in the same class with non-honors students and how to make the honors experience different, ideally a bit more interesting or perhaps challenging than the non-honors students in the class. So one of the ways I've done that in the past is to give honor students different assignments, different kinds of writing assignments that involve more creativity, less kind of rote research and regurgitation, and more creativity in the format. And the wiki, in this particular case, I felt would give me the opportunity to create like a small team of students in the class, the honors kids, who would work together collaboratively on completing an assignment rather than do it as each one of them doing their own thing. Obviously, wikis are designed for collaboration, and that's what appealed to me about the idea of a wiki. So I basically decided that instead of giving the honor students an assignment and then asking each one of them to do their own perspective on it, I would ask them and require them to contribute to a single written project that appears in the form of the wiki, in which they would ideally contribute their ideas, discover what somebody else has found and written, and then modify theirs, and then come back again and make changes, and ultimately, ideally, have a really interesting, good project that is complete. So that's what inspired me to do it, was the idea of coming up with a format that would be interesting to honor students that maybe they hadn't done before, and that would encourage them to work in the way that I think is really the way most people work in the world, and that is not individually. They work collaboratively when they go out into the working world.
How did the use of the wiki help you achieve your learning goals?
I'm not sure that it actually did achieve that goal. I've discovered that the students basically did the same thing they always do, which is they go out and do their own thing, and then they dump their text onto the wiki, and there was much less of the collaborative, oh, I'm going to change this now because what student X said is an interesting tie-in to something I had. That didn't really occur. I think partly that's because the students, they know how to use a wiki. The concept of a wiki is familiar to them. I'm not sure many of them have actually used a wiki. I mean, they use Wikipedia, for example, but I don't know that any of them had actually gone on and edited a Wikipedia entry. And so I'm not sure that that concept worked so well. I tried to explain to them how it works. And honestly, a wiki is a hard thing to explain to people. It was a hard thing for me to understand initially as well. So I'm not sure that in this case it actually helped me achieve the goal. There was another issue with the wiki that I don't know has to do with learning goals, and that was from my perspective as an instructor. The students need to have grades. They need to be assessed in their performance in a class. Personally, I would love to teach some classes, particularly with honor students, in which the grade was not the almighty end result. I'd love to have an opportunity to work with honors students in a setting in which we engage in the intellectual discussion, including the writing, but we don't have to focus so much on whether this is A work or A minus work or B plus work, but we don't have that environment. And I discovered that grading a wiki is a really hard thing to do. It is possible to go back through the iterations on a wiki and discover who entered which text at which moment, you know, and so I can parse it It takes a lot of time to do that. To go through, you have to go through all the historical revisions of a piece in order to discover, aha, student A wrote this paragraph and student B wrote that paragraph, and so on. But what makes it hard to grade is that you don't know what wasn't entered. If a student had done the research, let's say, and had discovered 10 things, and then they went on the wiki and they discovered that the other students who have already participated and already mentioned 5 of them, and then this student who found all 10, but they said, well, I don't have to enter the other 5 because they're already there. And the instructor has no way of knowing that. So the student did the work and had the discovery and, you know, engaged in that aspect, that important aspect of the assignment. But the instructor, because of the wiki format, doesn't really have any way of knowing that or assessing that. Now, maybe that's a fault of my own in designing the way I set up the wiki. I guess that's possible. But it was my first use of it, and so I'm struggling with that. I think I'm going to end up basically giving all 6 kids the same grade on the wiki assignments because it's just not possible to know what they didn't know or what they didn't include and chose to include in that. So you asked about the learning goals. I think it achieved the goal from the point of view of the students. That is, they knew what they had to do, and they did the research and the readings that were required, and then they went on the wiki and they wrote about it. I think it was probably easier for them to do that than to do a paper, because all they had to do was go on this site and enter the text that they had come up with. So the learning goal, I suspect, was there. I think a little bit of the intrigue was there. The students seemed interested in the idea of doing this as a wiki, but in the end, I think the grading was difficult, and I'm not sure for the students it turned out to be so interesting to do it as a wiki than it would have been otherwise. In the future, I think if I do this, I'll have to come up with more specific ways to get them to use the wiki. Maybe, for example, in the future, instead of assigning all 6 students the same exact assignment, I'll assign the 6 students individual pieces of an assignment and essentially require them to contribute those to the wiki, and then ask them to review the whole thing and kind of weave it into a single project. I mean, that might be something I've learned in this process, is that you have to do that in order to get each student to contribute everything that they have come up with. And then the other thing, I guess, that I'd like to comment on about the wiki is that it's very text-based. In this case, in this class, there's a lot of work about imagery and what is the American image abroad and things like that. And if they wanted to include an image or a movie or a headline from a newspaper or a clip from a website or something like that, doing that in a wiki is a very difficult thing to do. I'm sure it's possible, but you have to take a whole nother course to figure out all that HTML stuff. And I don't think that's something that, it's not appealing to me to have to learn it in the first place, and it's not, I don't think, particularly appealing to them to have to learn it either. So I guess in the mechanical sense, it could be inspiring to come up with a wiki format in which students can contribute a variety of multimedia elements in the course of their writing. As it stands now, it's pretty much just it's just text, and that's it.
How is writing in a wiki different from writing in general?
I think one of the things that I felt and discovered in just setting up the wiki was that every time I have to understand the distinction between making a major change and a minor change. And so I'm one of these people who is a fanatic about saving my work. I don't want to spend an hour entering something on the web and then push save and discover it's not working and then I got to recreate it all. So I tend to save frequently. When I stop to think, I push save. And I discovered that in the history, every time I entered another paragraph, it saved it, which made it even more cumbersome for me going back through the historical versions of it. It also means, of course, that every little time you save something and you rethink something and, maybe I shouldn't say it that way, I should say it this way, all of those changes are published, and all the people who can see the wiki can see that entire thought process occurring. I guess that could be exciting. I mean, I suppose that somebody might find that interesting, but in this particular case, I could see students not wanting to have that be the case. They wouldn't want me to be able to look back through they're reworking and rethinking of their writing as they do it. So I'm guessing that what they did was they wrote it in a word processor, and they went through that writing process and thinking process and molding process outside the wiki, and then just dumped in the text when it was polished and ready to go for the professor to see. So I think that's a significant aspect of a wiki. If it's something that students feel their professor is going to be grading, then they don't want to go through all those iterations of the thinking process and the uncertainties and how is it going to turn out and the clumsiness of the writing. They don't want all that to be recorded on the wiki for the professor to see. I think that's something that could be addressed probably with technology in the wiki. There's probably a way to set it up so a student can think and work and write on the wiki without, and then at the end sort of finalize it all and say, okay, this is what I really want the professor to see.
Is your wiki public or private? Does it matter to you or to your students?
Students have to log in. You have to log in with a University of Delaware ID. So it's only available to, and this one is set up to be only available to the students in the class. So it's public in the sense that all six of these honors kids can see what the others are doing and can see what I'm doing. And it's public in the sense that I can see what they're doing, but it's not public in the sense that most people think of the word public, that is, that anybody could read it. In this case, I don't see any great benefit to making it a public wiki. I could see that in a different kind of class. For example, I teach another class during election years called Road to the Presidency. And in that situation, it might be interesting to see how students at the University of Delaware are interpreting the ongoing election campaign or something, and then you could make it a public thing. A read-only public thing, I would guess. That's no different, really, though, from a blog. That's the same thing blogs are, that you can make public. A student or anybody else goes on, writes a paragraph, posts it to the blog, and then anybody else can comment on it or can see it. What distinguishes a wiki from a blog for me is the ability to interact at really fine levels. In other words, you might write a sentence. A student might write a sentence. The United States public image in the Arab and Muslim world stinks. Huge numbers of people in that part of the world despise the United States and resent U.S. military power, let's say. And they write that. And then for another student to come on the wiki, and unlike a blog where they would just post another paragraph saying, I disagree with that. That's not the case, and here's the evidence showing it's not the case. Another student in a wiki would come on and modify the words and say that in some parts of the Arab world or in areas where Islamic culture is more politicized, that's the case, you know. And so there's a very much more refined ability to modify the writing in a wiki than it is in a blog or a, you know, sort of mainstream kind of posting on the web where it's all sequential. Threads, you can follow the thread, but you have to read it all the way through. Nobody can modify anybody else's work. That's what distinguishes the wiki. And to me, that's what gives it the educational value, because when these students go out into the non-academic working world, I would say, they will not be writing a paper that they write all themselves. They think it through. They do all the research themselves. That's it. They put it on paper and they submit it to somebody. That's not the way the world works. In most cases, people work collaboratively on a project. If you have to write a recommendation to a client, let's say, about a public relations campaign or something like that, you're not just writing it yourself. You're consulting with the advertising person. You're consulting with the image creation person. You're consulting with multimedia person. And you work all this together. And so, to me, a wiki is much more like that process where the advertising person jumps in and says, oh, no, we can't focus on this aspect, we got to focus on that aspect. And the image person says the graphic has to be uplifting, it can't be ominous. You know, those are things that individuals contribute to the collaborative process, which to me is what makes the wiki an interesting way of teaching students.
Did you grade your students on what they did in the wiki?
The honest answer is what I did was I went on the wiki, the assignment closed, and then I went on the wiki at the end of the time frame and I locked it against further editing by the students to lock it down. And then I went on and I read through it and I tried to go back through the histories to see who had written what. And I decided the most useful way for me to give feedback to the students was to essentially insert language of my own. And I decided to do that in brackets and in bold, just so that it would make me clear that, and I put my name, I said Begleiter writes or something like that, just so it would be clear to the other students that this wasn't something a student wrote, this was what the professor said, and commented on different parts of the writing. That's a time-consuming process. And so a wiki, I think, is not something, although it's time-consuming, but of course you're grading all six students at the same time, or you're grading the single piece at the same time. So I guess maybe I hadn't thought about whether it's really more time or not. I found it time-consuming. I found it myself sort of struggling with it. And then, as I mentioned earlier, actually assigning a grade has been a difficult thing because, you know, a student might have inserted a good paragraph, thoughtful paragraph, and that's good stuff. Do I know whether they didn't think of the other angles that I was looking for, or they didn't find them, or they didn't discover them? I don't know that. Student B put it in. Student A didn't put it in because he went on and saw that student B had already put it in there. So that made it hard for me to grade. I'm coming to the end of the semester now. I'm still struggling with it about what to do with that grade at the end. I think it'll end up having less impact on the student's grade than I originally imagined. Other more traditional assignments will have greater impact on me in terms of grading them. The good news is that in this case, because they're honor students, I wasn't dealing with a wide range of capabilities there. I wasn't dealing with the student who just didn't get it, couldn't even find the information or something like that, as compared to somebody who not only got it, but got it in spades. I don't have to draw that comparison on the wiki, and that makes it a little bit easier for me. It doesn't meet the student's expectation, which is that they want to be graded for their work.
Will you continue to use wikis in this class or in other classes?
I'll certainly consider it again, but I've got to figure out other ways. And I'm going to have to look at it again and see whether the editing technology has improved and so on. Right, I have to say right at the moment, I'm not so thrilled with it that I think, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to do this in a future class. But as I said before we started our interview, I like exploring new technologies. I like being at the cutting edge. I enjoy figuring out the technology, and I especially enjoy exposing students to it and requiring students to take advantage of it. I don't think I have so much success with that. For example, in this particular class, I've told the students for their final assignment, I've encouraged them to use the Student Multimedia Center to create a multimedia project for their final assignment. You know, it's all about imagery. It's all in this class. There's a lot of imagery and perceptions that are important. I've tried to set a good example in the class over the course of the semester, heavily using multimedia myself and demonstrating a variety of techniques for making impressions and conveying information. We'll see what happens. It's final season. The kids are not jumping at the bit to take on work that they've never figured out, you know, start making movies that they've never done before in their life. So I don't know whether I'll have that much success at it. But I do enjoy it, and in that sense, yes, I will not turned off to wikis. I will come back to revisit it and see whether I can find a way to make it work again.
Do you think that using a wiki can help develop new media literacy?
Absolutely. At the very least, I don't know about skills acquired by the students. Yes, I think it should be, because at the very least, students need to understand what a wiki is and how vulnerable it is to editing by anybody that can edit on that wiki. I'm constantly amazed that when you talk to students about Wikipedia, which they use all the time, that they don't understand that if they wrote an entry on Wikipedia, I could go on there the next minute and change it and put in the word not, and just completely change the meaning of the entry that they made. And they would not necessarily know it unless they went back to revisit their entry. And so that is an important aspect of multimedia literacy, and I would say internet literacy, that we need to make sure students know before they leave here. You know, concepts like MySpace and Facebook and that sort of thing, the students understand that, but they perceive their space to be their space, and nobody else can change their space. the students are just now discovering. They're just now realizing that, oh, it is their space, but everybody can see it, and it can be used for whatever purposes anybody wants to use it for, bad things as well as good things. And I think that's going to be true with wikis, too. As more and more of them develop, students need to understand the fundamental principle of a wiki, which is it's infinitely editable and therefore infinitely unreliable, but also infinitely benefiting from the inputs of an infinite number of users.
What advice would you give your colleagues who would like to explore using a wiki?
Well, I would advise faculty members to explore them. Don't say, oh, I don't know what a wiki is, and therefore I don't want to even look at it. You definitely should explore them. I think you should have modest expectations for them. And I think that, I guess the main piece of advice I would offer is to, if you set up a wiki, have it be a focused enough assignment that the students can contribute meaningfully to it, rather than have a very scattered approach to it and come up with 10 or 15 or 20 different angles to include in the wiki. Then it gets too broad, and there's very little incentive for one student to edit another student's work, because instead of editing, they can just say, oh, I'll just add my aspect of it to here, and I won't touch the other one. I think that's another piece of advice, actually. Students are very reluctant to edit each other's work. You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You know, you don't tell me my stuff stinks, and I won't tell you your stuff stinks. And I think that's a problem with wikis in the grading environment. If you could take it out of the grading environment where it didn't matter to the student if somebody else thought their stuff was bad, then I think wouldn't be such a problem. But in this environment, students are very reluctant to edit each other's work. They're more inclined to say, okay, I respect what you've written, and now here's what I've written. And a wiki is not, the best wikis are not that way. The best wikis are the ones where people dive in and engage in really vigorous discussion over, should we say it this way or should we say it that way? Is this true or is it not true? What's the support for this? And I did not see that occur in the use of the wiki in my class.
This has been an IT User Services production. Copyright 2007 by the University of Delaware.